Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I want to talk a little bit about perception. Now, perception is essentially how you view things. I mean, you and I know that. We went to school, we learned all this stuff, and perception has a very big impact on real estate investing. You see, when you go forward with your real estate investing efforts and you find a property and you clean it up and you put it on the market, you want your potential customers to perceive that it is clean, it is functional, it is the kind of housing that they want. But not all housing is clean and functional. Not all housing provides the level of perception that customers are intending to receive. I know it went way out in the crazy zone there, but let's just put it this way. Customer satisfaction is very important because in the residential investment real estate sector, what people see or hear is what they believe, and it will have an impact on their decision-making process as to whether they go forward with you or not. Let me give you some examples. I was looking at the website for one of our Lifestyles Unlimited members' apartment communities, and here's what I saw. A review from 3 years ago that says, this complex is trash. That's what it says. Gave a one-star rating, says this complex is trash. Here's another one from 2 years ago. Another one-star rating. It says, trashy and old place. Stay away from the apartment. Yeah, I'm telling you, people are putting their comments out there. Here's another one from 2 years ago that says, they charge for everything. Spend your money somewhere else. $750 for a studio. And he goes on to say, hell to the no. All right. So the perception that these individuals have of this particular apartment community is that there's no value there. There's no return on the money that you spend to rent the community. As a matter of fact, you will probably have a bad experience if you live there. And that was the perception that people had. And that is the perception that they posted on the website for the apartment community. Yeah, it was in bad shape. Now, let me read you some current reviews, because what you're going to see is a difference in perception. And what we're going to get into today is we're going to talk about how Lifestyles Unlimited members were able to go into this property, acquire it, correct the investment. In other words, did all the things that they were taught to do at Lifestyles Unlimited to create a better experience, to create a better perception of those individuals that would look to live there. Here's one from 3 months ago. I've been living here since March of this year, and so far it has been a great experience. There are so many good things to say about this place. For one, the apartment itself is very nice and clean. They're renovating the entire complex, and added features are great. Priced decently. Monthly cost is one of the lowest I have seen in Arlington. With updates, just can't beat that. Neighbors are great. The front office staff is so helpful, friendly, and kind. You can tell they truly care about the people living here and making sure everyone is safe. I've had a few minor maintenance issues, but they came by the very same day to fix the problem. With the virus epidemic going on, things have been different from the norm, but they have shown that they care by offering help to those in need. Yeah, a difference in perception. Here's one from 5 months ago. My newly renovated two-bedroom apartment is charming, cozy, and clean. Love the hardwood-like floors and open concept of dining room, kitchen, and living areas. The property is well-maintained and the staff's friendly and always attentive to any needs that arise. Most units are one-story with no upstairs neighbors, creating a very quiet atmosphere. The location is great, close to many restaurants, shopping, and attractions. Super easy access to the interstate system. I've got another one for you here. This is one from 3 months ago. It says, I'm a new resident, and I just wanted to say I love my apartment. It's super cute. I had a few minor issues, and management has been amazing at getting someone the same day, if not the exact same moment we had the conversation to fix whatever it may be. I've seen many families, singles, and couples that live here. It's clean, quiet, and my neighbors are friendly. The maintenance guy that I've encountered has been so kind and always gets the job done right away, which we all know in most apartment complexes is very rare. I'm very happy, and I think if you're looking for a cute place that's near everything and affordable, this is the place for you. So what I've done for you is I've given you the perceptions of different groups of people. I gave you the perceptions of people from a couple of years ago before the Lifestyles Unlimited members took over this property. And I gave you the perceptions of the current times. Well, not current, but I mean within the last few months, which shows that there has been a transformation on this property. And what I will do for you today is I'm going to get into the details of this property. I'm going to tell you about the good, the bad, and the ugly. And I'm going to show you how, by investing in this particular apartment community, not only did the investors make a difference in their lives, they made a dramatic difference in the residents that live within. We'll be back right after this.
Del Wamsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy that used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Del, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited. Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
And that's exactly what we're going to do right now. We're going to get into the details. We're going to talk about how Cornell and Vivian, Lifestyles Unlimited members, they've been members for a while, have changed the perception of their customers. You know, as I pointed out in the previous segment, customer perception plays a vital role in your ability to attract new customers and to retain existing customers. The good news is that you have the ability to control many of the factors that build an individual's perception of your brand or your company or your apartment community or your single family property or whatever you are doing. The formal definition of customer perception is a marketing concept that encompasses a customer's impressions, awareness, and or consciousness about a company or its offerings. Let's get away from the formal definition. Let's just put this in simple terms. Customer perception is what your customers and potential customers think about you and your organization. This perception directly impacts the attraction of new customers and the capacity to maintain good relationships with current customers. And when you're in the investment business, when you're investing in residential income producing properties, you are in the customer service business. You are providing clean, functional workforce housing for people that absolutely deserve to have it. You know, there's a lot of bad properties out there. I mean, when I read the reviews from several years ago on this particular property, it was clear to me that the perception that the customers had about that particular apartment community was that it was a dump. There was no value for your money. There were problems with the property. And we'll get into what those problems were, because Cornell and Vivian explained to me what those concerns were and what those things were that they did to address those concerns. Now, let me give you a little background on Cornell and Vivian. Now, Cornell, he's a smart guy. He retired as an engineer from Ford Motor Company a while back. His wife, Vivian, she's a computer programmer. I mean, you don't get to those types of jobs without having success in formal education. I mean, when you think about it, for those of you that went to college, remember those courses that you took when you were a freshman? You'd show up in those giant auditoriums that sat anywhere from 300 to 1,000 people, and then you had the professor way down in the front of the auditorium, and if you weren't in front, you probably needed binoculars to see that person. And when you started that course, that auditorium was filled up. If you managed to complete that course, what you usually found was the majority of the seats were vacant. People dropped. People left. People realized, I can't do this. Well, I'll tell you what, when it comes to Cornell and Vivian, they didn't drop. They didn't walk away from the challenge. They accepted the challenge. They're highly educated. They worked in very good jobs, high-paying jobs, and they retired from that. But in the process of doing that, they decided to move away from Detroit and come to Texas. And they did that in 2007 after Cornell retired. And at that time, they had invested in some residential real estate. They owned an eightplex and they owned a couple of duplexes. But what they wanted to do in retirement was they wanted to tap into the multifamily market. See, they had a little bit of a taste of it with that eight unit. And of course, they had those duplexes, which, you know, aren't really pure multifamily. They're still considered single family from a valuation standpoint. They wanted more. And one of the things that they discovered in retirement was that they wanted to supplement their existing retirement income streams with real estate income, because they saw the power of the passive income coming in from the properties that they acquired. So along the way, they became members of Lifestyles Unlimited, and they went through our educational program. Now, because of the type of investing they wanted to do, they upgraded their membership to the Preferred Investor Group. Within the Preferred Investor Group, it is specifically focused on multifamily investing. It is focused on how to acquire, how to renovate, how to operate, how to do all the things with multifamily properties. It is also a closed group. In other words, it meets SEC guidelines and requirements, so that if you wanted to syndicate a property, in other words, you wanted to bring other investors along with you, you could do so in accordance with SEC laws and regulations. So one of the things that they did not too long ago was they acquired an apartment community. And it's the apartment community I already read you the reviews on. It's 103 units and it was built in 1983. So it's a property that's, let's do the math here, 35, 36, 37 years of age. And they were able to buy this property in April of last year. They paid $6.8 million for it. And this particular property is classified at the time as a value play. What that means is that there were a lot of things wrong with this property. There were things wrong with the operations. There were things wrong with the physical condition of the property. And from an investment standpoint, what it means is you're going to inject a lot of money into this property to get a lot of the physical problems renovated while you're working on the operational component of cleaning up the resident base and removing residents that aren't paying in accordance with leases and other things, and then finding quality residents to come in and occupy your units and pay rent on time and do all the things that we want to do. And you know, based on the feedback that was posted on their website, they have done a phenomenal job of doing this. Now, they needed $2.575 million to do this deal. In other words, they had initial financing at a little over $6 million. They had a 5.85% interest rate on that, but they needed additional money to acquire the property and to do the renovations. And the capital repairs, based on their estimates, came in right at $1.4 million. Now, They did a lot of things to this property. I'm going to get into that in a minute. But what I want to tell you about is what the property was doing as of last Friday when we discussed this property. The property currently is providing income at $866,000 per year. The monthly expenses are currently about $431,000. And when you take that and you focus on what the net operating income is, the net operating income turns out to be $434,000, a little bit more than that. When you apply a capitalization rate of 5.5%, because that's what the brokers are telling them that cap rate is valued at in that particular property, they've already increased the value of the property to $8.5 million. We come back from the break. I'm going to get into the details right after this.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. We are talking about a transformation story. And there's no other way to describe what I'm talking about today. How Cornell and Vivian were able to take a struggling apartment community and transition it into a beautiful, sought-after community. You know, they didn't build this thing brand new. They acquired this thing at the age of about 37 years of age. This thing was a little bit older. As a matter of fact, it was built the year after I graduated high school. So that would give you an idea of how long that thing's been around. What they did, though, is they recognized that this particular property had excellent bones. It had excellent potential. It had a lot of good things going for it, even though the perception of the community was that it was not a great property. Location. It is located very close to, I think, the third largest mall in the Arlington area. It's off of about a half a block off one of the most busy streets. So there's a ton of amenities around this particular property. But the property itself was not in good shape. When they acquired the property, they went to work on this property. Now, one of the things I didn't tell you about Vivian is that in retirement, she decided to go out and get training as an interior designer. And I'll tell you what, that training comes through loud and clear when you look at the current status of this particular property. Another thing they did is they rebranded the property. In other words, they changed the name because the name that they had was synonymous with no value, no benefit, no good to live there. So they changed the name to something that is different so that by rebranding the property, they were able to captivate the customers that would be coming to them and looking at the particular property. You know, on the exterior, they did a lot of work. The parking lots were in bad shape. The swimming pool was in bad shape. The exterior paint was old. It was faded. It was all monotone. And what they did is they went in and they put color into the property. So when they repainted the exteriors, they, instead of going with the monotone color that was there, they went with a two-tone color. So they have a soft gray exterior with light blue accents. And I'll tell you what, in combination with these together, it looks pretty good. And then when you factor in the fact that it has tile roofing, those colors complement the tile roofing and it really makes it pop. I mean, it really gives it great curb appeal. The swimming pool, the deck was shot. I mean, it was the original deck from 1983. It was in bad condition. Nobody used the pool. So what they did is they completely redid the pool decking. And there was pergola, in other words, sitting areas that were covered by pergola. They had to replace all of that because it was all dry rotted. It was in bad shape. So they cleaned it up. On the interior of the property, I'll tell you what, that's where they spent most of their effort. As you came into the property, the first thing that you would see was a big gymnasium that nobody used with outdated equipment in it. And in the very back was a leasing office, which was probably no bigger than a 10 by 10 room. So the first impression that people had coming into this property was that you were walking into a gym, and then when you wanted to work with the leasing agent, you had to go into this, well, I call it a closet because it was pretty small. They decided that that didn't work. That didn't work at all. So what they did was they completely removed the gym and transformed that area into a beautiful common area with beautiful seating. It's a place where you can go and hang out and really just enjoy being there. They also moved that leasing office out of that little 10 by 10 area, and they gave them a very large dedicated area so that when you come into the property, the first thing that you see is just a very attractive, comfortable space with, you know, access to the leasing office and the management and everything like that. And it just pops. When they went into the units, that's where they really spent a lot of time and money. They told me that they spent anywhere from $2,000 to $20,000 per unit to renovate these units, because every one of these units was in a different state of disrepair. As a matter of fact, the unit that they now use as their model unit was a unit that when they walked into it, a hoarder had been living in there. You could barely walk into the unit. So that's one of the units that they spent the most money on because it had the most damage. They tore everything out and basically redid everything. And I'll tell you what, the difference between what it was and what it looks like now is just phenomenal. They have four floor plans in this particular property. They have a one bedroom, one bath, which is really a loft, which is very popular right now with a lot of the millennials. And I'll tell you what, they don't have a problem getting that space leased. They have a separate one bedroom, one bath. In other words, the bedroom is separate from everything else. It's not in a loft area. Then they have two bedroom, one bath, and they have two bedroom, two baths. The other common area that they put a lot of attention into was the laundry facility. When you walked into the laundry facility, it was this big, spacious room, and you had washers on one side, you had dryers on the other side, and you had a little table right in the middle, which was used as a folding table. When they looked at that, they said, you know, that's way too much space for a laundry area. Let's size it down to where it needs to be, and then let's put a gym in the remaining space. So they repurposed that particular area. They put a gym in, so that the residents would still have access to physical fitness equipment, which they felt was very important. Now, one of the things that they really liked about the property was, like I said earlier, it was the location. It is off of the busiest street in Arlington, Texas. It's got an abundance of shopping, medical, it has service business, it has restaurants. It's less than 3 miles from the University of Texas at Arlington. And they knew that submarket very well because they have other properties that they own. The other thing that really caught their eye was the fact that it was a 1983 property that had not been renovated since the previous owner purchased it back in 2006. So that they realized that they could renovate it the way they wanted from top to bottom. And they self-managed the property because it's only about 15 minutes away from where they live. So the other thing they liked about the property is that 13 of the 15 buildings were one-story buildings. And it gave the community more of a spread out residential community feel. Now, some of the things they didn't like, well, the parking lot was in bad condition, but they fixed that. They didn't like the fact that the previous owner was an absentee owner out of California who wasn't very tech savvy, had poor financials, and it was very difficult for them to do the closing on this particular property because all the financials were a mess. They had to step in and assist this individual with getting the financials in order so that they could receive their loan and acquire the property. The other thing that they didn't really like about the property when they took it over was that they had a very poor tenant base in that particular property. And when you compare the resident base with the actual quality potential of the property, it didn't match up. So that gave them an opportunity to improve the property. Some of the keys to their success? Well, the biggest one is that they just followed the Lifestyles model and the best practices that we share, which is one of the things I'm doing with you. We come back from the break. I'm going to get into the financials so that you can see how this property is performing for themselves and their investors. I'll be back right after this.
Yeah.
Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Walmsley, on the effective way to run a business.
There are people that run their businesses on a shoestring. If you own an apartment complex and you have no cash, that's not a very effective way to run a business. My businesses, each and every one of them, have cash savings. In other words, we can make no money or make very little money, we'd still survive. For those of you that haven't thought it through that far and you don't have any cash savings, let's get you in here and get you educated on how to save what you already own. The mom and pop businesses are going to take a major hit. If you've been running your business that way, you need to get into Lifestyles right now and learn how to operate your business the right way.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. With the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. So we'll get into the numbers now on Cornell and Vivian's deal, because I think it's important for you to understand the financials as this whole thing has transitioned from a very poor apartment community into a very desirable apartment community. And it has changed the perception of its customer base. So they were able to purchase this property for $66,000 a door. That really turns out to be about $6.8 million. They budgeted an average of $13,200 per door. And all in, they needed $2,575,000 to do the deal. Now, the down payment required for their financing was $1.4 million. They were able to get an 80% loan on this property. It was a 3-year bridge loan with a 2-year optional extension, amortized over 30 years, and it's a non-recourse loan, meaning if all of a sudden things just go absolutely terrible with this property, they are not liable for the loan. The interest rate on the loan was 5.85%, which was indicative of the time period when they acquired this property. As we know now, interest rates have fallen, and you know that's a very attractive option for them as far as the potential to do a cash out refinance. Now, it's important to note that they had a lot of repairs to do. There was a significant punch list on this particular property, and Cornell handled it all. He acted as the general contractor because he had been properly trained by Lifestyles Unlimited to do these sorts of things. And this wasn't his first rodeo. This wasn't their first investment property. They're very seasoned investors who know exactly what they're doing. Now, when you look at the expenses on the property, they have taxes, they have salaries that they pay their leasing agent and their maintenance team. There's other ongoing expenses such as management fees and contract services and administrative fees, insurance, marketing, electricity, gas, water and sewer, blah, 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 blah. And those work out to be about $454,000. Now, what I think is very important for you to know is that they were able to make some changes to the rent structure. That one bedroom, one bath loft that they had at takeover, it was leasing for $729 a month. The new rent on that property, if you were to go in today and try and rent one of those units, it would lease for $825. So that's a very significant increase in the rents. The one bedroom, one bath went from $749 to $900 a month. The two bedroom, one bath went from $899 to $1,000 a month. And the two bedroom, two bath went from $995 to $1,050. What does that really mean? Well, by repositioning the units in this market space, by doing all of the improvements that they did, they went from an annual gross potential rent of $977,000 up to $1,138,000. That's a very significant increase. By doing that, they were able to increase the property value. The net operating income, which we know is how we value the properties, was $387,000 basically 387,333 if you want the actual number. The current net operating income is now $468,000, and at a 5.5% cap rate, the current value of that property in the marketplace is $8.5 million. What they did was they forced the appreciation of this property by $1.7 million. You heard me correctly, $1.7 million. And they've only owned this property for, what time is it? About 16 months. So when you look at the cash flow and the cash on cash returns, in year one, which is, you know, the year that ended essentially in April, because they owned it for 1 year at that point, the net operating income was $434,362. The net cash flow was $55,000 per year. The cash on cash return was 2.8%. Now, that's not a huge number. It's really not. But you have to remember, they were spending a lot of money and effort to reposition this property, and they did so. So the projection for year two is for the net operating income to go up to $597,000, and that will produce a net cash flow of $218,000, thereby returning an 8.6% return to their investors. In year three, they're projected to have a net operating income of $620,000 with a net cash flow of about $241,000, and the cash on cash returns to the investors will be calculated at about 9.5%. Now, what we really have to talk about is we have to talk about the potential for the valuation of this property over this 3 year period. When they purchased the property, they technically had a negative $345,000 equity capture. So what that indicates is that, you know, on the surface, it'll look like maybe they paid a little bit too much for the property. But at the end of the day, they did not. They actually paid a correct price for that property. And at the end of year one, they were able to force that equity up to $1.7 million. At the end of year two, they project that equity increasing to $3.15 million. And by the end of year three, it should project up to about $3.5 million. So in addition to the cash flow that property is now producing, it is projected to have a $3,536,000 gain in value in year three. That's a 160% return in just 3 years. I'll tell you what, this is a success story in many ways. First of all, for Cornell and Vivian and their investors, this is producing a great return on investment for their investors and themselves. It is also providing the community a beautiful property. And more importantly, it is providing to the customer base the kind of property that they seek to have and they're willing to pay for. Now, I asked them, how did Lifestyles Unlimited change your life? I mean, what about it? Here's what they told me. They said financial freedom and the time to travel with their children and their grandchildren, and they've been able to build their dream home. Yeah, that's not something they were able to do when they first came to Texas. They've increased their net worth by 5 times. Since starting with Lifestyles Unlimited, their net worth has not doubled, it's not tripled, it has gone up 5 times. And one of the most rewarding things that they've experienced is the ability to give back to their community and to their church. And they really love the fact that they were able to improve a neighborhood and the living conditions of the residents in that community, as well as the surrounding neighbors, because the surrounding neighborhood impacted greatly by the work that they did here. They said something that really captured my imagination. They said, it's the peace of mind having an investment strategy that works long term. It is awesome, really awesome what they're doing. So I asked them about their goals. I mean, what's the exit strategy? What are you trying to do here? And they said their short-term goal is to really retire, okay, with the majority of their income coming from passive investments. Right now, because they're lead investors in multiple properties, they do spend some of their time working on those properties. But they are able to travel. Well, not right now. They know the COVID-19 thing is going on. But once that lifts, they plan to go back to a life of traveling and really enjoying the things that they do. And their long-term goal, their real exit strategy, is to pass on their real estate legacy and the Lifestyles Unlimited model to their children. Their children are members too. Their children have been properly educated in how to invest in real estate. They have been able to understand what their parents have done with the investing that they've achieved. And the beautiful thing there is that not only do the children want to take over the investments, they will be able to continue the legacy of Cornell and Vivian. These are some great people. And, you know, when you go back to what their life was like initially in retirement, it is completely different now because of the things that they have accomplished by being Lifestyles Unlimited members. It really is. And they attest to that. They will tell you flat out that they could not have gotten to where they're at if they had not become members of Lifestyles Unlimited. And I'll sweeten the deal for you. What I've been able to do is I've been able to convince them to come on the radio. Now they're humble people. They really are humble people. And they said, "Well, we don't need to do that. You can tell our story." And I said, "You know what? I would rather hear the story from you." So in October, I have scheduled Cornell and Vivian to be on the show. And I tell you what, it is going to be an opportunity for you to continue to learn from the things that they've done. But I want to remind you that what people perceive is their reality. And if you are providing a product that isn't meeting their expectations, they're going to let other people know that. So what you need to do is you need to change what you're doing if you're doing it incorrectly. And the best thing to do is just come on board and give us a look. See what we do. Go to lifestylesunlimited.com. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.